Mint juleps go hand in hand with hat watching at the Kentucky Derby. Every year, women try to outdo themselves with fashionable headwear, but the competition this year is rather stiff since the queen is herself the queen of hats. So as Queen Elizabeth is watching the race, at least two people back home in London were watching her. Philip Somerville and Rachel Trevor Morgan are the Queen's hat makers. Between them, they created more than 16 hats for the six-day royal trip, and they didn't know whose creation Her Majesty chose to wear to the Derby until she appeared this afternoon.
We really never know. You see, we aren't told everything. There's very much a secret.
The monarch is, of course, famous for her elaborate hattery.
They're all very wearable, they aren't too big, and they're of a variety of colors. As she said to me one day, remember that I'm not a young girl of 40, and so one has to be tactful about the type of hat that the queen's wearing.
Still, Rachel Trevor Morgan hopes to give the queen a fresh look.
There's a white straw hat with black lace overlay, which I think is very new and unusual for the Queen, and I'm very excited about the fact that she will be wearing that at some point.
The millinery process begins actually with the dress. Somerville and Trevor Morgan are given sketches and fabric swatches of the Queen's new outfit and come up with several hat designs for Her Majesty to choose from. She often has her own ideas for modifications, and then there are the fittings. So much time and artistry goes into every hat, but the stakes are especially high at an event like the Kentucky Derby.
It's very exciting. So fingers crossed that it might be one of mine.
We've learned that some bookmakers even put odds on what color hat the Queen would wear and whether it would have feathers. Well, no feathers. She's wearing a green straw hat with a pinkish-red scarf wrapped around it.